Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here on this Faith and Freedom Friday in Phoenix. Yes, it is. You can give us a call, 277-5369. Actually, you know what? Don't for a minute. I'll make sure that we hold on to those calls, at least put them on hold for a second, because I'm going to address what James asked. I'm going to quote from Samuel West on the Right to Rebel, that sermon, that treatise that he had given to those who were the ones who were instrumental in forming and framing the government, American government, and the colonial, state governments, as the country was formed. This is out of Samuel West on the Right to Rebel. He was talking about government agents, government servants, while they act in the character of magistrates, it is the indispensable duty of all, including David Allen Carmichael and James, to submit to them and oppose turbulent, factious, and libertine spirit. Wow. What words this man use? He went on to say, I'm skipping a few parts and just getting to something I've highlighted here. He says, if he opposes lawful authority, he does really oppose the safety and happiness of his fellow creatures. A factious, seditious person that opposes good government is a monster in nature, for he is an enemy to his own species and destitute of the sentiments of humanity. But wait, there's more. Subjects are also bound to obey magistrates for conscience sake, out of regard to divine authority and out of obedience to the will of God. For if magistrates are the ministers of God, we cannot disobey them without being disobedient to the law of God. But wait, there's more. You ever see, what is that movie with Topol? He says, on the other hand, we're going to go to the other hand here. If, like James, you disagree with something that it may even been a majority decision, see, we don't want to have the tyranny of the majority either, do we? Let's see what Samuel West went on to say. He says, if you disagree with something that, you know, I mean, they all get together, they vote, and and you disagree with the public. He says, you have an undoubted right to show the reasons of your dissent from the judgment of the public and may lawfully use all proper arrangements, including calling in at 277-5369, all proper arrangements to use proper arguments to convince the public of what they judge to be an error. Yet, but wait, if they fail in their attempt, that's if James can't convince his fellow man and the majority still continue to approve of the laws that are enacted, it is the duty of those few that dissent peaceably and for conscience sake to submit to the public judgment. But wait, here's the caveat. Unless something is required of them, which they judge would be sinful for them to comply with. For in that case, they ought to obey the dictates of their own consciences rather than any human authority, whatever. Whatever. So I'm going to, before I go on to the rest of this, really touched on the inspiration for the Declaration of Independence, I'm going to address what James said. There is still in American law, if you pay attention to it, this notion of that there's these rules of men that ultimately may be completely ignored by those who are righteous. If somebody is following the law of God, the law of men cannot trump it. See, it might be that one lunatic is the one person who's actually obeying Almighty God. So when you get in a tension between a law of men that may have criminal penalties and somebody saying, but I'm being obedient to Almighty God, then what the discussion is, they have to check to see, is they making it up? Does he really believe this, or is he just making this up? Okay, he's making it up. And is there a conflict here that he can't reconcile? Well, yeah, there's a conflict here. Like, he's got to love his neighbor as himself. James 4:17, if this is good for James, if a man knows a good he ought to do and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. So I see this guy here, and I don't know what his papers are. I'm not a U.S. employer. I didn't fill out the SS4 form. Yeah, he didn't speak English, but hey, he was willing to mow my lawn if I'd give him lunch. Whatever it is, if a man knows a good he ought to do it and doesn't do it, it's sin. Suddenly you consider it an act of religion based on the facts of the particular situation. Then you have a defense in law. You have a burden to show that it really was an act of religion, an obligation to the Creator. And then it turns out in American law, there's still this preservation that if you really believe that's true and you're not hurting anybody, okay, there's really no mischief here. It's just contrary to the mechanism of the code or whatever it is. the preferred code, well, then you're actually immune from prosecution. As we become more depraved as a society, we misunderstand that. Now, if your religion is, well, one of the things requirements of my religion is to execute my next door neighbor once a year and then move to a new place as an offering to the moon god. Well, what happened now is there's a compelling interest of government to protect your neighbor's right to life, just as they have a compelling interest to protect your right to religion. So you have a balance there. And so we don't lose track too much of the theme here. The theme was, what would drive the founders of this country to declare independence? Samuel West went on to say, after talking about your own conscience and how you're going to obey or disobey an ordinance of men, he went on to say, perhaps also in some cases of intolerable oppression, where compliance would bring on inevitable ruin and destruction, may justly warrant the few to refuse submission to what they judge inconsistent with their peace and safety. So first he talks about the revealed law, obedience to Almighty God. Now he's inferring the law of nature, the survival, right? What makes sense to your brain. It's not rational to do something that's going to kill yourself. How are you going to love your neighbor when you're dead? So if it's going to bring on inevitable ruin and destruction, it may justly warrant the few to refuse submission to what they judge inconsistent with their peace and safety. Hear that peace and safety thing? Sounds like something we've read in the Declaration of Independence. For the law of self-preservation will always justify opposing a cruel and tyrannical imposition, except where opposition is attended with greater evils than submission. You notice how they mention something in the Declaration of Independence, how things are tolerable? If it's tolerable, you'll submit. Okay, so he said, if fighting back is attended with greater evils than submission, which is frequently the case where a few are oppressed by a large and powerful majority. So I just want to review with our audience who just checked in. I'm David Allen Carmichael. We're going to talk about these issues on this Faith and Freedom Show. It's coming to you every Friday, 7 p.m. at KFNX, 1100 a.m. We're going to engage these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Today, what could justify a Christian man to rebel against a king? Well, one of the things I was going to do is actually go through and read the Declaration of Independence. Actually, I could have read something that was written prior to that. It almost seemed like it was a near exact quote, some document that was written prior to that. But I went through this treatise by Samuel West because this predated the Declaration of Independence. In fact, had we more time, I could have quoted things that Mr. Samuel West was complaining about. How do you review a behavior of a king, whether or not it's righteous or biblical, and how would you make a determination of how you ought to act? I was going to go through some things, and you'd go, oh my goodness, some of the same words were used in the Declaration of Independence. So what I'm doing is I'm showing that we're going to go back to those sources that the founders were reading. Let's not just read what they said. Let's read what they were reading and see how it influenced what they said. So James, I know you're tuning in. I appreciate you tuning in to KFNX 1100 AM. And you're no doubt a fan one way or the other. So I appreciate the call. And one thing I want you to think about is there is a tension between that which is lawfully put together. And what I admonish you to do is understand that there is both a requirement for men to conquer the earth, to take dominion. There's also a requirement for us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to check in at the gate, make sure we have the shots, make sure we're not escaping from Mexico or escaping from the United States, and that we're upholding, that we're loving Mexico as our neighbor as well. There's a whole lot of things involved here. So we're ultimately, folks, accountable to the designer of the planet. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com.